At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
EAGLES. Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Monday edition of Birds 365. Kicking off a new week here. Week 2 of the NFL free agency period. Diving into the offseason, into the new year. Johnny Mac, how you doing this Monday morning, brother?
I'm doing well. We got a double shot of music there going there. Happy St. Patty's Day for all those who, want to get a little day drunk.
I had to go green hat, John. You called it out pre-show. I had to go green hat today for the great people and St. Patty's Day. People love St. Patty's Day, so I hope everybody has a great St. Patty's Day. Today, we'll kick it around here for 2 hours with you guys on Birds 365. For those who don't know, Birds 365, a live daily Eagles show. 8 to 10 a.m. every weekday, all right? So we got you covered, one of the best Eagles shows on the planet. So we're told by the great listeners of Birds 365. I'm your host, Xander Krause. That's John McMullen, my co-host, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town. Johnny Mac, not much changed since we last spoke on Friday evening for Football 24/7, other than Mekhi Becton has departed, which wrapped up, John, a week of key departures for this football team. Now, I'm not going to go doom and gloom on it, but the reality is that 2024 Super Bowl team is gone. It's history. It'll never return, Johnny Mac. But you lost some key departures, the latest being Mekhi Becton. I wanted to start off the show asking you about the loss of Mekhi and your thoughts on that.
Well, number one, I didn't think you were wrong when you said super team. They were a super team, and that's part of the problem. They had too many good players, so they have to understand, that's what this offseason is about. How we called it different. It's going to look a little bit different. It certainly has. I think, again, it's not about the moment. It's about longer term. They know what's coming down the pike with Jalen Carter, Cam Jurgens. All right. Et cetera, even if you want to go two years down the road, Nolan Smith's in that first group. If you want to go 2 years down the road, it's Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean. Who knows? It might even be Jalix Hunt. Could be on and on and on. So, it's always about more than the moment, but I get, after a month after the Super Bowl and, it's Isaiah Rogers, it's Milton Williams, it's Josh Sweat, it's Oren Burks, it's Kenny Gainwell, it's Mekhi Becton, it's Paris Campbell even, who also left over the weekend. So I get why fans are a little bit upset about it, a little bit worried about it. But I will say that to your point of, that Super Bowl team, they was never going to return. It doesn't work that way in the NFL. Right. There's always going to be turnover. Now, do you want this kind of massive turnover? No, but I think if you look at it contextually, everybody understands why Milton Williams and Josh Sweat, for the most part, are not here. Big money. It comes down to the lesser money guys. Could you have signed Isaiah Rogers? From their perspective, they don't consider him an outside starting corner. They consider him a good backup, and I don't necessarily disagree with that. He got borderline sort of starter money in Minnesota. So I think that's understandable. Oren Burks. What a great postseason run for Oren Burks. I was legitimately concerned when the Kobe Dean went down against the Green Bay Packers in the wild card round. And Oren Burks stepped in and just didn't miss a beat. Was just phenomenal in the run to the Super Bowl. Got 2 years. You don't pay backup linebackers $2.5 million. That's not how it works. For 1 year at the veteran minimum, like they got him last year, of course they would have brought him back. But you don't do that at backup linebacker, especially when you have a younger guy on a cost-effective deal that you like Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Kenny Gainwell's, if you look at what they paid AJ Dillon, which is basically going to be the veteran minimum with some incentives, would you rather have Kenny Gainwell back? Maybe. And that's all he got, essentially, from Pittsburgh, a little bit more. But maybe Kenny didn't want to come back. Maybe Kenny wants a larger role. Right. I think people forget it's a two-way street.
Yeah, right. It's just because the Eagles are interested or, yeah, it doesn't mean it's going to work out. Right.
So he's the one where I'd look at the contract and say, well, they could have matched that. And he's probably a better fit. Sirianni loves him. Saquon loves him. Jalen loves him. Why not bring him back? Maybe he wants a bigger role. Maybe he wants to prove himself so he can go back on the free agent market next year and make some bigger money.
Yeah, and John, and the other part of that too is it's one thing to be a backup running back. It's another thing to be the backup to Saquon Barkley.
Exactly.
Who's lighting the league on fire, who's, you know, obviously has the accolades, the career, you know, the whole hype and the hoopla. So that makes it harder even then, I think, as a backup. It's one thing to back up, you know, another guy, but you back up Saquon, that's like more.
Yeah, there's
nobody remembers you, man.
Most teams are going to use more of a rotation. And I don't think Kenny's going to start in Pittsburgh, but he's going to touch the football more, which is kind of the point as right. far as proving yourself. And I think most people don't care or understand Paris Campbell, which leaves Mekhi Becton.
Paris signed with the Cowboys, by the way, for those yes. wondering. Yeah.
And again, he signed for 2 years, $10 million per year, two hurdles the Eagles weren't going to go to. They weren't going to go 2 years, and they weren't going to go $10 million. You know, one thing I've heard pretty consistently is you can't play five guys $10 million. Can't. Which is two things. Testament to Cam's getting paid. Testament to Mekhi was walking out the door if he got near that number. Now, if he signed for 1 year, $7 million, I think that's a discussion.
Yeah. So they wanted, was that from your estimation, was that what the Eagles wanted? Just 1 year?
Definitely just 1 year.
Yeah, that's I could see why Mekhi wouldn't want to take that. I mean, back to back 1 year deals. I know he's got the knee issues, but I'd be looking for a little bit more.
Everybody. As soon as you get to that 2 year, you know, back in the day, Kaiser White, as soon as he got to 2 years, Eagles were out. You know, when you talk about those types of players, you don't want to go to that second year.
I thought Mekhi was a little better than that type of player, but I get it.
He was.
What appears evident, John, is they are disciplined this offseason in who they want to pay, man. They are.
Well, they're always pretty disciplined, but they're very disciplined. I mean, one thing that's underreported, they, you know, and things can change, but most of the big money deals are up. And right now they're projected to have four compensatory picks in 2026, which is the maximum he can have.
So
they're going to have a third rounder for losing Milt, fourth rounder for losing Sweat, fifth rounder for losing Becton, sixth rounder for losing Rodgers. Right now that can change, so don't I think people don't understand.
Yeah,
you don't just get compensatory picks.
It's a little bit formula more fluid.
It involves all 31 other teams. It involves gains and losses. It involves the size of the contracts. So that's where it's projected right now. But obviously the Eagles were very disciplined understanding what they were trying to do. They're playing the compensatory pick game. So if you sign a big money player, not re-sign, so this does not count with Mekhi Becton or Zach Bond, who they did re-sign. It's not about your own players. It's about the guys you sign outside the organization and the guys you lose that you had. All the guys the Eagles had got big money deals, relatively, and the guys they brought in, Tamu, you know, so... They're not losing. It's not getting canceled out. The one guy, Adoree Jackson, don't have full details, but $2.5 million. Maybe he could work out to be a seventh round compensatory pick. Maybe that cancels something out down the road, but doubtful. And that's the game how he's been playing.
John, are they playing this offseason right from your estimation right now? You know, I did something this weekend, and I did it just for fun. And no, I'm not going to make you do it because I know that's not your style. And I was really just having fun with it a little bit, just looking at the week. And I put out a grade. I'm like, week one, let's look, because we've lost a boatload of people and we've added a boatload of people. All right, so let's just look at this. And, you know, I put out that they did a C plus because I do think the team got worse. You lost key guys and you added a bunch of, as John said, some Timu signings. But I can say that and understand. I know why they're doing it. They're trying to get the house in order, if that makes sense, for what they have coming in the future and for what they have roster management wise coming in the future. From your estimation, John, is the way they're playing this offseason the right way to play it?
Yeah, well, from the standpoint of understanding what's coming down the pike, that's why I don't like grades. I'm not blaming you. Everybody does. Yeah, no, I'm not asking. But because everyone is worried about the moment. So yeah, in the moment it looks bad. I mean, they lost a bunch of good players,
right?
And they brought in a bunch of lottery tickets. So yeah, in the moment it looks bad. You know, but when you have the money to re-up Jalen Carter, when you have the cash to re-up Cam Jurgens, when you have the cash to re-up Nolan Smith, everybody's happy about it. So, you know, they've made this decision to draw the big line in the sand. And guys like Milton and Josh and Mekhi were below it. And maybe even Dallas Goedert. We'll see how that shakes out. They're below it. And the guys above it are the guys that are already done, which includes Zach Bond this offseason. But also, if you want to go back, if you saw what happened overnight with Cincinnati, you know, having to pay Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Now look at Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown's deals.
Holy crap. Those deals were nuts.
Yeah. So, you know, the land of Dickerson's of the world is Jalen Hurts, the A.J.'s, the Demontes, Lane back in the day, and again Zach Bond, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it'll be Jalen Carter, Cam Jurgens, et cetera. That's what they've done. Are they going to get them all?
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right. You know, maybe Milton Williams turns into an all-pro in New England. Maybe Josh Sweat has 15 sacks.
I hope he does. I still wouldn't be mad they let him walk if he did, because what are you going to do? He wasn't the all-pro here, and they have the guy in the room that's going to be the all-pro.
Well, so, and that it already is second-team all-pro last year, Jalen Carter. Yeah, I mean, they made the decisions. You can't pay two of them. You can't pay Jalen Carter $35, $40 million and pay Milton Williams $26 million. It's not fantasy football. It's not just everybody's got, you know, the salary cap is very malleable. The Eagles do a better job at that than just about anybody, but it does exist.
Right.
You just have, it's not a never-ending flow of just sign whoever you want. And I think that was sort of the narrative, because you got Joe Burrow saying the Eagles sign everybody. They've never signed everybody. They sign who they want to sign. And they do it early to get some cost-effective rates. And even that, you got a very small window. Because trust me, as these wide receiver numbers keep going up and up and up,
how about that?
AJ and Devontae's agents are going to be knocking on the door. So you're buying yourself probably 12 to 16 to 18 months. But that's an important 12 to 18 months. it's just the way of the world. And, you know, I get fans sometimes don't like talking about the business and they don't care and they just want to bring the Super Bowl team back, but it's not realistic.
Yeah, no, I get it.
There's 30% turnover in the NFL every year anyway. What makes you think it's going to be different with a Super Bowl team?
Yeah.
Super Bowl team is harder because people want to break off a piece of the Super Bowl. Oh, let's go get Milton Williams. Let's go get Josh Sweat.
Yeah, put a couple $1 million premium on every player that hit the market.
Exactly. Let's go get Mekhi Becton. And I do want to say something about Mekhi Becton because he got 2 years and $20 million, and he played better than that. But again, I tried to tell everybody there were other issues with Mekhi Becton. Some of them with the knee, you know, some see him as a tackle, some see him as a guard. He's going to play guard with the Chargers. But you got like Baldy out there calling him the best guard in the NFL last year as well. He wasn't even the best guard on his team. So there's sort of this hype machine of winning the Super Bowl. And what a great story. The reclamation project, the tears with his son. And he did have a great season. And not only that, his highlights were phenomenal. And how many times do you see highlights? Here's the pancake. Here's this.
Right. Here's the big Saquon run right behind Becton. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, you know, I saw the Chargers put out one of those highlights and some troll put up right behind it, Jared Verse eating him alive because he got him off balance. You know, there's 900 snaps to evaluate and everybody gets focused on the highlights, and the highlights were brilliant for Mekhi Becton this year. And he had a great year and a great reclamation project. But he's not even the best guard on the Eagles. Let's be honest. Right. And it's not close. So where do you draw the line? When you have Tyler Steen and you have Kenyon Green and you're trying to go for the reclamation project and even Trevor Keegan, you got a bunch of bodies for Jeff Stoutland to work with. Are they going to be Mekhi Becton next year? Probably not. But are they going to be competent enough to win and competent enough to keep you as the best offensive line in football? As long as the other four guys keep playing the other four guys, they will.
Yeah, no doubt. It's funny because, you know, you look at the free agency period. A lot of the NFL was feasting on the Eagles roster. They're like, boy, that's where some of the best free agents are coming from with the Eagles roster. And I do think the other point, you know, specifically about Becton is, and I think this applies to Milton Williams too, when you have great players, you know, especially on the offensive line, you just named them, the other four guys on that offensive line, you go to the defensive line, you do have Jalen Carter. When you have those type of players, the guys who are next to them is typically a position that you look to save money, right? I mean, I don't need two incredible tackles when I have the greatness of Jalen Carter. I don't need five amazing offensive linemen when I have four that are all pro level. So I think they're trying to save money where they can in certain spots, and they probably feel good about replacing Mekhi Becton. But, John, moving forward, what does that look like? You just kind of brought up some of the names. They brought in Kenyon Green. They have a couple – Tyler Steens, obviously. I think the front runner to win that job maybe could bring in a couple of more bodies. What do you think life looks like here after Mekhi Becton?
Well, those are the three names in-house. You know, if you talk about the draft at 32, that depends on what the 31 other teams do before you. And if the offensive line and – the kid from North Dakota State is there. Who knows? They might even take him there if they can't trade down. And all of a sudden, he's your starting right guard. So things can change. Things are fluid. But one thing, there's enough bodies to be comfortable, certainly. And then there's certain coaches you trust more than others. And Jeff Stoutland's at the top of the list. And I'm not talking the top of the Eagles list when it comes to trust. Probably top of the NFL's list when it comes to trust. You know, you would think one of those three bodies, Tyler Steen, Kenyon Green, Trevor Keegan, would, you know, somebody's going to be able to step up and play at least a competent level. And for me, I'm most interested in seeing Kenyon Green because let's be honest, he's got the best traits. Obviously, he was a disaster in Houston. I'm not trying to sugarcoat it, but people would have said the same thing about Mekhi Becton coming in here last year and did.
Yeah. And similarly, he had the best traits, which is why he was a first round pick then as well.
Exactly. So, you know, if Stoutland can lock into that, you might have a similar situation from a reclamation standpoint. Different players, different styles of players, it's not going to look the same, but he'd be the one I'm most intrigued by of the three. And that's because he's got the most raw physical talent. There's a reason he's the 15th overall pick, and Tyler Steen's the third round pick, and Trevor Keegan's the fifth round pick.
Yeah, we'll see. Trevor Keegan's out there. I mean, he's kind of a guy that's a little bit not remembered right now because he was drafted last year, as you mentioned, in the fifth round. He spent all year on the practice squad, right? The whole year?
No, he was on the roster. He just didn't play. He played a little bit in the week 18 game. Didn't start, but came in and rotated. But they kept him on the roster, but they kind of redshirted him. He was basically an inactive guy every week.
I liked him coming out of college. I remember him played at Michigan well. He was a captain for them, I think, for all four years he was there.
Yeah,
I liked him. I liked him coming out, but, you know, they didn't do much of them last year. It'll be interesting to see if he
– Well, he's a rookie. He's a rookie fifth-round pick.
Right. Got to give him some time.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with redshirting a rookie day three pick and, you know, trying to develop him behind the scenes. That's what's going on with Tanner McKee at quarterback. You know, I think people look at it high profile positions. They understand it for some. They understand everything about quarterback. Nothing about any other position. It's like, it's a fifth round pick. You know, but sometimes guys like that around the league are forced into action and have to play. He's a fifth round pick with the best offensive line and maybe the modern era of football in front of him. He's not going to play. It's not a rotational position unless guys get hurt. So, yeah, there's way too many people writing Trevor Keegan off. Who's he going to play for?
Yeah. We'll see if he can. I think he's going to have a chance at least this offseason. Go and prove yourself. We'll see if he grew into that NFL body after year one in the league, and good stuff there, Johnny Mac. So, John, there you go. There's your latest news from Friday night. It came down. What did you think of the deal? We didn't see any guaranteed money on Becton yet, did we? It was 2 years, $20 million is what I saw. But as I mentioned to you on Friday's show, I was building furniture and stuff all weekend with my brother. So that was fun, but I didn't have a chance to lock in too much. Did the guaranteed money or any of that come out?
No, the details haven't come out. And as always, it'll be a little bit less good than it does look at first. And that'll just probably upset Eagles fans more. But yeah, I think once it got to 2 years, the Eagles were essentially out.
Yeah, they were looking for another 1 year with Mekhi and ultimately didn't get it. But good stuff. We wish Mekhi well. He was one of my favorite stories of the year, John. I did love the way he was, you know, he was emotional about getting back and finding his love for football again. So I wish him all the best, and we appreciate what he did here for Philly. So good stuff by him. We're going to talk to Mike Gill, hopefully coming up here in a little bit on Birds 365. For those who
might forget. It's not his normal day, but Mike's going to.
And Jeff Kerr is normally on Mondays, and he's traveling right now back from Florida. So we'll see if we get Jeff Kerr up tomorrow, and hopefully we'll have Mike Gill today for you guys. But still plenty to talk about here as we move into week two of the offseason. We're going to talk NFL draft. We're going to talk what's next for the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, what does week two look like, right? I mean, you're the free agency window's open, but most of the best players are off the board, and it's kind of slim pickings, but we'll talk about what the Eagles are going to do there. Before we do that, I'm going to tell you guys about the great people at BetUS. By the way, I do want to thank all you guys for being here on this Monday. Johnny Mac and I had a great, great week one of free agency. Thanks to you guys for tuning in every day. So appreciate all you guys for being here. Hit that like button for us. We appreciate that very much. Before we get to the break, let me tell you guys about the great people at BetUS. Go check them out. It's betus.com.pa. That's betus.com.pa. Use the promo code you see on your screen right now. That's YouTube 150. It gives you 150% sign-up bonus on your very first deposit. You get 125% on your second and third deposit, all up to $2,000. So deposit less and bet with more at BetUS. Go to betus.com.pa. That's betus.com.pa. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody, on Birds 365.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.